The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله قد ثبتت في الحديث كما روي في صحيح المسلم من صلى علي مرة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة. Viewers of Madani Channel, let us start with the hadith on the importance of durood. As being mentioned in Sahih al-Muslim, as we mentioned, its takhrij, its root, the root channel of the hadith. One of the most Sahih hadith found in the book of Sahih al-Muslim, and also in many, many other books of hadith, wherein Abu Uraira Abdul Rahman bin Sakharin said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whilst teaching us, that the one who sends durood unto him once, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will give him 10 rewards. So let us start by sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and his companions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Let us start by reviving our intention. As been mentioned in the hadith, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. So let us try to make some intention that whatever we are going to listen, we are going to put it into practice. And not only that, it is said that knowledge, you've got three. There are three things which we must know from knowledge. Number one, to know knowledge. To acquire knowledge. That is the first one. To acquire knowledge. Then number two, to practice knowledge. Then number three, to preach knowledge. Those are important things which we must bear in mind. So let us make all the intention that we are going to learn, then we're going to practice, then we're going to spread the message. There is a principle which says that the greater the thing, the greater the way to it is. When something is great, then the way to it also is great. That is a principle. That the greater the thing, the greater the way to it is. Our ulama teaching us the principle. Viewers of Madani Channel, whenever you find me saying a principle, it's a must that you must memorize it, you must diarize it, you must put it in your heart. You must try to remember it. Don't forget it. A principle is a short rule, which they put very short, but which affect many things in the rest of our life in this dunya. Principles, many, many principles. So now, in that principle, we are learning that the greater the thing, the greater the way to it is. Before I explain to you what it means in the Islamical circles or in Sharia, let us try to academically diagonize it. Now, for example, diamond. I think one of the deepest mining in this dunya, it is to mine the diamond. Because it is A stone which is nafis, according to human beings. It is a stone which is precious. So, in order for you to get it, you have got to undergo tunnels deep down the ground to get it. And when you get it again, you will make sure that you won't lose it. And when you get it again, you will sell it higher. Its recipient will make sure that you have got guards to protect it, security guard, because it is an important thing. The greater the thing, the greater the way to eat it is. Now, it's a principle also that also Salah is a great thing. Now, just look at the way Salah it is. How many, that is an ibadah, an act of worship, which is surrounded with many, many things. Like you find, sometimes you perform Salah before performing the actual Salah. Like 2 rakat before performing the Salatul Fajr. Then also with the Salah before Dhuhr and the Salah after Dhuhr. And the same goes after Asr. And also same goes for Maghrib as well. You've got the Salah after. And not only that, you find that before making Salah, there are many things you should have got to undergo. You must make sure that you've got Tahara, the 6 preconditions, the precondition that is the shurut of Salah, all these things. Why? Because Salah is a great thing. So something which is great is surrounded also with great things. And to, a way to eat also is great. Wa innaha lakabiratun. That's why it was said that it is very, very heavy. It is very, very great. It is very, very heavy, yani. That is the term which was used. It is heavy, except illa ala al-khashi'in. Come back, knowledge. Knowledge is very, very important. And all the act of ibadah revolve with knowledge. No any act of ibadah is going to be accepted without knowledge. So now, to show the importance of knowledge, Imam al-Bukhari, the author of the authentic book called Sahih al-Bukhari, the book of which the most authentic book after the Quran, as-Sahih al-Bukhari. I urge viewers of Madani channel to try to read that book a lot. It is containing the hadith of all the scholars. Ittafaqa, they agreed on the Sihha. That book, Sahih al-Bukhari, it contains thousands of hadith. Now, the way he wrote his book, it was unique. Much that the later scholars who came after Bukhari, some of them, they studied only the chapters which Imam al-Bukhari put. Tabweeb al-Bukhari, the chapters of Imam al-Bukhari is something else. One scholar said, Hafiz ibn Hajar in Fathul Bari fi Sharh al-Bukhari, Fathul Bari fi Sharh al-Bukhari. What I liked of the scholars is that they were so used to poetry, to poems. What they used to do is that whenever they used to write a book, they used to make it a rhyme. So that to make our ears to listen attentively, to make it attractive to our ears. Fathul Bari, fi Sharh al-Bukhari. What a name. So therein, he said, Tabweeb al-Bukhari fiqh. That the chapters of Bukhari, that was his understanding. He said his fiqh, his understanding. So when al-Bukhari put a chapter, then he put the hadith, the topic he wanted to prove, that topic which he put. He would put a topic, then try to prove it with the hadith and the Quran. So that is why that book is unique. There is a chapter which he put, Babul ilmi qabla al qawli wal amal. A chapter that knowledge precedes actions and words. That before you act, you must have knowledge. is why I'm mentioning Al-Bukhari here in picture. Of course, I give him some introduction because I want the viewers of Madani Channel to have got the insight of this type of his like, that you will have got to study him. No any scholar is regarded a scholar if he does not know Al-Bukhari. So now, he put that chapter deliberately, that knowledge precedes action and words. Then Imam Al-Bukhari, he put وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. Just look at Al-Bukhari. The proof is the saying of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal in Surah Muhammad, verse 19. That Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, that you must know definitely that there is no one worth of worship. He said, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. But he said it with no. You must know. So therein, he said, فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. He started with knowledge before action and deeds. He started by saying, no, you must know. You must know that there is none worth of worship besides Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. First of all, you must know. Now, this is how to show us. This will show us فَضْلُ الْعِلْمِ, the importance of ilm, must that it is a shart, a condition to ibadah, to whatever we do. Knowledge, it is a condition that whenever you want to do, you want to go to hajj, you have got the knowledge of hajj. Otherwise, if you go to hajj without no knowledge of hajj, it will end up like tourism. If you do salah without the proper knowledge of the shurut of salah, the arkan of salah, the fara'id of salah, that salah in English, they will call it PE, exercise. Instead of it to be a pray, or to be a prayer, it will be a player. So instead of you praying, you'll be playing. Any act of worship where you do it without knowledge, that type of praying is playing. This is what Al-Bukhari is driving in our head. Now, going back to that principle, the greater the thing, the more it's important, and also the hard the way to eat it is. So inshallah, in this episode, I just want to try to give definition of what is ilmi, what is ilm, what is knowledge. Many a time, when we hear knowledge, we've got many, many definitions. Sometimes the definition is wrong. If your definition is wrong, then you won't understand what is knowledge. The word ilm is derived from a three-lettered verb. For those who studied sarf, sarf, it is that knowledge wherein we learn the formation of words. In English, they call it morphology, etymology, whereby the art whereby we try to study the morphemes, how the morphemes interact to form a word. We say that terms, they've got two types of meaning. We have got a linguistical meaning, then we have got a technical meaning. In the previous session, we said a linguistical meaning is general. Then a technical meaning is specific. Now, the technical meaning have got two components. Whenever you define something technically, your definition must be jami' and mani'. Jami', it means your definition must have got two things. It must be inclusive. You must include each and every aspect that definition contains without taking it out. For example, Alama As-Suyut, in his book Al-Itqan fil Ulum al-Quran, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he gave the definition of the word Quran. I'm not going to give it. With many people, when they give the word Quran, they just give it, you know, for example, the words of Allah. like Torah. The Torah is the word of Allah. So the Quran and the Torah is the same now. What is the Quran? The word of Allah. What about the Torah? It's the word of Allah. So that definition is inclusive, but it is not exclusive. All the books now are included. Okay? So the definition must be inclusive. At the same time, it must exclude. So if you want it to be exclusive, put all the components which it is found. Like Imam Asyuti gives 7 components which makes the proper definition of the Quran. So the technical definition, it must have got 2 things. It must be jami', it must be mani'. That is what we are taught in Usulul Faqhi. So we are going to use that same methodologies which our teachers were teaching us in Usulul Faqhi to try to define the stem which you've got in front of us. So I'm going to give it its linguistical definition. Then after that, I am going to give it its technical definition. On the technical definition, we are trying to make it jamia and mania. So now, if we go to the linguistical definition of ilm, knowledge in general, what is knowledge? Al-ilm huwa idraku shay ala ma huwa alayhi idrakan jazima. When 3 things found in something, it means you've got knowledge of it. Idraku shay ala ma huwa alayhi idrakan jazima. Idraku shay, it means to comprehend something. To comprehend something in your knowledge, in your head. To have something firmly in your head. Alama huwa alayhi. That which in your head must fit the reality on the ground. Idraku shay, alama huwa alayhi. It must fit on what is on the ground. For example, to picture that this is a book in my mind. Then when I describe it, here is a book. I can even know. In my mind, I know a book. And there is a book. He can even touch the book. Idrak and jazima. To have a firm conviction of it. Not to have doubt. Because if you've got doubt, now it will become waham, delusion, shak, ban. Okay. We're going to explain further. And there is a principle we say, bididitu mayyazu al-ashiya'u. With the opposite, we come to know the reality of the things. With the opposite, we come to know the reality of the things. Bididu tumayyazul ashiya'u. So now, we must know what opposes that knowledge. Now, we gave the definition of what is knowledge, then we must know what opposes that knowledge. After knowing the definition of knowledge, you must know what opposes that knowledge. What opposes that knowledge, it is 2 things. We are going to explain later. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.